So if you didn't catch the last part there, Paul's been in construction, Dave Ziegler works for the village, so they're just making that comparison of all the things that go on to keep utilities and all kinds of things running in a community that you don't even really think about, that there's a lot of people that do that, and they compare that then to all the people that put things together for just a church service, let alone all the other ministries we're doing. So what they're really describing, what they see in the people at Bethel, is generosity expressed through volunteering, through serving. And when God calls us to faith, when Jesus calls us to follow him, he calls us to a life of service. I mean, that's what we see in the gospel reading today. When Jesus calls Simon and Andrew and James and John, he's calling them to a life of service. When God called the prophet Isaiah and Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me," God was calling him to a life of serving, serving him and serving others, serving the mission of God. And so when God has called us to follow him, he calls us to a life of serving. But sometimes when we think of becoming a Christian or being a Christian, we tend to focus more on what is it that we believe. And that is part of it, right? What is it that we believe? Who Jesus is? Why is Jesus Savior? But when we only focus on what we believe, sounds a little like it's just about some facts. And you'll notice that when Jesus comes to Simon and Andrew and James and John, Jesus doesn't show up with some flashcards. "All right, guys, what's this one?" And then, you know, keep asking them a bunch of flashcard questions, right? And then, like, maybe they didn't quite get it, so he says, "Well, take these home, study, come back tomorrow. When you ace the flashcards, we're good." There are no flashcards, right? Right? Okay, thank you. I mean, at least not in the gospel I think I read. There was no flashcards, right? There was no quiz. In fact, there doesn't even seem to be much of a conversation about what is it that you believe. And we know that even if Jesus had said, "What do you believe about me?" they probably would have been wrong. Because the disciples got it wrong over and over again, just like we get it wrong over and over again. But in that moment, he calls them to be followers. He calls them to be disciples. It's not about just having all the facts on some flashcards. So what is it? It's being called to a life of service. Or in another place I saw that it was called faith as faithfulness. Faith not just as facts, in terms of like a flashcard, but faith as in faithfulness, living out the generosity, living out your faith, living in the kingdom of God. Jesus comes and he says, "The kingdom of God is at hand." And he calls us into that, to live into it. Faith as faithfulness. And so you see, I mean, Jesus calls the disciples, he says, "Follow me." And the next thing you hear about is Jesus going around and preaching and healing. And presumably, the disciples are there with him for all those things that are listed at the last few verses of our reading today. Presumably they're there when Jesus is healing the sick and people are bringing others to him. The disciples are there, and I kind of imagine them being there, still really having no quite idea what to put down on their flashcards. What are we learning here? But I imagine them being faithful. And they're like greeters and ushers. And the fellowship team, and there's a care team. You know, Jesus shows up, all these people are bringing, you know, people to be healed, and the disciples are like, "Well, I guess we should help them form some lines, or we should pray with some people, I don't know, maybe we should get some more chairs for these people who aren't doing so well." And so suddenly you've got greeters and ushers and fellowship team and a care team, they're disciples. And in their serving, they're learning generosity from our generous God, from Jesus. And they're learning by serving. They're practicing their faith as faithfulness. They're learning as they go. They're learning into this. And that's part of the wonderful thing about serving. There's not prerequisites to do a lot of these things. It's come along, follow me, serve with me. And that's what the disciples were doing. Now, before you start thinking, well, that worked for the disciples because they were predisposed for this work. God knew that they had all the gifts and qualities needed for this discipleship stuff. Anybody starting to think that, right? Disciples, you know, they're like the heroes, right? And so you're like, that's not the same as us. When God calls us to follow him and asks us to serve, totally different because I'm not like one of the disciples. Oh, yeah? I don't think you are like one of the disciples. In fact, I don't think any of you are like the disciples because not one of you makes a living casting nets into the lake and hauling up fish. Any? A few of you like to go fishing. It's different than making your living, right? When Jesus calls them, this is a great description I found. When he calls them, he calls working people who have nets in their hands, calluses on their fingers. They've got hungry children at home who are a lot more real than some mysterious, unannounced stranger who wants them to fish for men. And so most of those disciples would have found it difficult just to shake that nagging fear about dropping everything to follow Jesus. And they're thinking, this is probably really stupid to go and do this. We know what fishing is. We know how we're trying to eke out a survival here as fishermen. And you want us to go do what? So when you think that the disciples are somehow bigger heroes and so you couldn't possibly serve like them, I want you to remember, they weren't heroes either. But God came and called them into a life of service. He drew them in. He asked them to practice what it would mean to have faith as faithfulness, to keep moving forward and see what God was doing. And so the disciples were being transformed by God's grace and mercy, transformed for generous service. That's what faith as faithfulness is. It's transformational generosity. You know what I'm talking about? Transforming, something becoming something else. It's changing. It's shaping things. It's creating new. Are you with me on transformation? Sorry, I've been getting really excited about the word transformation this week, and so I was hoping you would too. All right? So discipleship is transformational. Ever heard somebody say something like that? I went to a 5-star restaurant and it was transformational or something. I don't know. But discipleship is transformational. But the reason to emphasize this is because sometimes we talk as if the point of church, the point of being a Christian, is to have the facts, have the flashcards. And what Jesus is coming and what Jesus did was that he called them to a life of service, a life of transformation, living into faithfulness. If we only think of faith as facts, flashcards, check things off the list, this is transactional. All right? Not excited about that word. Okay? Transaction. A transaction would be, Jesus has come. He says, believe this. We say, okay. And then we just go on with our day. There's no generosity really needed if it's a transaction. I've got the flashcards memorized. God says, good. And then we're kind of done. In fact, there's not even really a sense that I really need to teach anybody else this because I got it, right? It's just a transaction. Transformational is a lifelong thing. It's a journey. It's following, it's discipleship, it's faithfulness. It means living into a way that reflects God's generosity. Transactional would be we show up and nobody gets anything ready for worship because we're just here to check something off the box. We've got the facts. And so, like, why would we do anything to make sure that anything else is happening? We're just checkbox. That's transactional. Transformational is that everyone shares in different ways. Shares in coming together for worship. Shares in preparing and serving and participating and thanking and cleaning up and meeting people. Now we are practicing faithfulness in order to be gathered to hear God's word that transforms us for faithfulness. If it's just transactional, you could really just say, see, I don't need to come to church to believe in God. I've checked that box. But if it's transformational, I have to keep coming and hearing God's word. I have to keep gathering with God's people because I don't know what it means to be faithful today, let alone in the future. I need continual encouragement from one another. And so as we serve one another, as we serve the congregation, we're serving so that God can keep shaping us, so that he can keep transforming our lives into generous lives. Transaction says, you know, God comes and he says, I love you and forgive you. And we say, thanks. And we go on our way. That's transactional. I hope that sounds flat. Does that sound flat? God says, I love you, I forgive you, and we go, thanks. Because I don't want you to get excited about the word transactional, okay? Transaction is when you fail to notice that the person in the checkout line is a real person who is checking out your groceries. That's transactional. I've got my groceries, I got to pay for them. Don't even know who's doing the whole, like, scanning my food. Transformation is I notice the person. That's a person. I could know something about them. I could pay attention to them. I could thank them and notice them. That's transformational. That's a life of generosity. That's what God has called us to. So we're practicing generosity. How many of you feel like you have aced generosity? Just totally aced it. Todd Friedman, we will talk later. I'm calling you out because you put your hand up. So he has aced generosity, so he's preaching next week. We don't ace generosity because you don't even know all the opportunities God's going to give you to be generous today. So we're practicing generosity. We're practicing faithfulness. We're practicing living as God's people. We're practicing being focused on Jesus, focused on others, and not ourselves. We're practicing community, which means sometimes we don't do community very well, or sometimes we don't focus on Jesus, but we keep practicing. That's why God gathers us. We're practicing living under the reign and rule of God. It's a phrase some of the seminary professors used when we were doing the Gospel of Mark series, the reign and rule of God. When it says kingdom of God, they say reign and rule of God. Just broadens it to help you realize, you know, God is at work in everything. And so we're practicing living in that. It's whole life transformation. And so Jesus confronts us in that. Jesus challenges us. He forgives us. He changes us. He shapes us. So when we think about transactional and transformational, transformational emphasizes God's grace. Transactional, I can memorize the flashcards. I can do this by myself, transactional. But you can't transform yourself. Transformational needs God's grace. Transformational needs God to do this incredible work, and he is doing it. His generosity is transforming you. And every time you get to practice generosity, it's an expression of the generosity of God. So it's whole life transformation. Faith is faithfulness. It's a gift of God for you. Transactional? Flat, right? Transformational? Wait, no. Transformation? No. Transformational? That's what God has given to you. Amen.